Hey, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with one of the number one picks of the San Francisco Giants. That is Chris Shaw. Nice to have you with us. And how do you like San Francisco?
Oh, thanks for having me. And it's beautiful. I've been in Arizona the past week, you know, working out, get back into shape. So this weather is feels like heaven right now.
Well, you've said you took a few swings in this park and some of the pre-draft workouts. What do you think about the park and how'd you do?
Obviously, it's a tremendous ballpark. It's beautiful. And, you know, I was actually mildly surprised with how well the ball actually was flying the day of the workout. So, you know, I'm pretty excited to hopefully work my way up to here and hit here.
You getting any in the Cove?
Yeah, I hit quite a few in the Cove, actually. So, you know, I'm pretty optimistic about, you know, the opportunity of playing here someday.
Tell us a little bit about your baseball background. Where did you grow up? What kind of a fan were you?
I'm from Boston, so grew up a Red Sox fan. Went to public school in a suburb of Boston and went on to Boston College. So, you know, I'm a Boston boy through and through, but, you know, I'm ready to work my way up to being a Giant.
Well, you're one of the power hitters in college. You had a great Cape Cod League. Then you got hurt. What happened?
Yeah, so 30 games into my season, I broke my hamate bone in my right hand, which is basically, you know, it's the equivalent of an appendix, essentially, in that you don't need it, but it's one of those things that, you know, if you break it, you got to get surgery to have it removed. So I missed about 16 games or so, came back for last five, but, you know, it was really tough to deal with because it interrupted me. I was on a pretty hot streak. I was actually leading the country in home runs at the time, so... It kind of stunk to have that happen, but, you know, everything happens for a reason, and, you know, ultimately it might have gotten me to San Francisco, yeah. And I couldn't be happier to be a Giant.
All right, Chris Shaw with us. What do you think about Virginia winning the College World Series?
Wasn't that something? You know, going into the postseason, people weren't even sure if they were going to make the ACC tournament, but, you know, they got hot at the right time, and that team, I mean, they didn't really play up to their potential all year. I mean, I think they were preseason number one in the country, so... You know, I think everything kind of worked out in the right way for them, and, you know, congrats to them. It's great to see an ACC team win the national championship.
Well, first time in 50 years, I think, since, right?
Since 1955. Wake Forest was the last program to do it, so we were all happy to see the ACC team do it.
All right, describe what kind of a hitter you are. Do you like to work the count? In baseball today, you know, I do these analysis before the game, and boy, hitters that hit that first pitch hit it pretty well. How do you like to approach it?
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm an aggressive hitter, but I am sitting on a fastball in just about every count. So if I get a good pitch to hit, first pitch of the at-bat, I'm swinging at it.
Okay.
Just because, you know, I feel like I can drive the ball pretty well to all parts of the park. So, you know, I'm just sitting fastball, you know, middle, and kind of react.
Oh, great. All right. This is exciting to see a power hitter come into the organization. We've talked about that for years. Where do you go now? What happens?
I'm flying to Salem, Oregon tomorrow, actually, to start with the Volcanoes up there. So, you know, I can't wait to finally get my professional career started and, you know, get that first AB under my belt.
Are you nervous at all? I mean, I know you've a college program and you're well-known throughout the country, but still, you're away from home. You know, you're getting paid, you got to do your laundry, whatever. You're on your own.
Yeah, you know, obviously there's some nerves with going out and, you know, officially, you know, starting my career and living on my own and whatnot. But I think I got it pretty good to be able to work as a professional baseball player. So I think those nerves are kind of subdued when, you know, I kind of realize what exactly I'm doing. So,
Chris, what did you study in college?
I was a business major at Boston College.
Okay,
yep, some marketing and just general management.
Now, did you have an inkling the Giants were going to take you? And if you did, why?
Yeah, I had a pretty good idea. Speaking with my agent, you know, all entire pre-draft process and just the communication I have with the Giants and their front office and whatnot, I could tell they really liked me. But it wasn't until the night of the draft, actually, that I knew they were going to actually take me if given the opportunity. So it was a pretty cool moment when that phone call came across.
You know, I heard you say that Anthony Rizzo is a favorite player. You'd like to model yourself after him. Good choice. And David Ortiz was one of your guys growing up a Red Sox fan. But the face of baseball is really changing. I mean, look at the 2014 draft, how many people are up already. Look at you in the 2015 draft. Who knows what will happen with you?
Yeah.
It's really interesting, isn't it?
It's exciting. I mean, a lot of these guys that are making their pro debuts now, you know, Correas and whatnot of the world. Those are kids I played against in high school. That was my senior year class. So to see those guys already making an impact, as well as just getting called up, is very encouraging and exciting.
Yeah, and the Giants, an organization that won 3 World Series. You're the pick for Sandoval that goes to Boston. The irony of life.
It is pretty ironic that's the way everything worked out. But like I've been saying, it might have been fate, and I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah. All right, last thought for you, first baseman. Now in this organization, if you're a first baseman, you better bring an outfielder's glove too. Yeah. Have you played both?
I was exclusively an outfielder in college, so I played 3 full seasons in right field, and people might say that my knock as far as my outfield is my speed and just size, but I feel like I get good reads on the ball, and I've got a good arm from the outfield, so I feel like I'm perfectly adequate if they wanted to put me out there.
Yeah, what fun. Congratulations. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm very excited to be here.
All right, that's Chris Shaw. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.